A single new drug is showing promise against two very different diseases. One is multiple sclerosis, which eats away at the brain. The other is Crohn's disease, a painful intestinal disorder. The findings appear in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, scientists think the new approach may be effective against a wide range of immune disorders.
Multiple sclerosis and Crohn's disease don't seem to have very much in common. MS patients suffer blurred vision, loss of balance, weakness, and paralysis. Crohn's disease is an intestinal misery. Patients have severe cramps, diarrhea, and bleeding. But a new drug called natalizumab may offer more relief against both than any treatment so far. The results with MS, which afflicts about 400,000 Americans, are especially striking. One new study compared the new drug against a placebo in more than 200 MS patients in North America and Europe. Toronto neurologist Paul O'Connor, a study author, says those who got 6 monthly injections of the new drug had 90% fewer spots of new MS damage in their brains.
That's a very impressive result, and greater in magnitude than the drugs for MS that are on the market.
Brain scan results are encouraging, but to patients and doctors, what really counts is whether a treatment reduces the number of MS attacks, unpredictable episodes that signal another step down from normal functioning.
And in this small study, carried on for a relatively short period of time, we saw something more impressive, a 45 to 75% decrease in the number of attacks.
O'Connor thinks the improvement is due to the new drug's ability to stop renegade immune cells from entering the brain, where they attack the lining of nerves.
So in a sense, we're trying to block the entry into the central nervous system of the bad guys. We're keeping the bad guys out.
A second study in this week's journal reports the new drug's effects on Crohn's disease. The results weren't as dramatic as with MS, but still, up to 71% of patients had improvement in symptoms after only 2 injections. Doctors say that's significant in a chronic disease with no good treatments. Dr. Ulrich von Andrian of Harvard Center for Blood Research says the new drug, an artificial antibody, blocks a certain protein called an integrin.
Now, integrins are absolutely essential in general for any multicellular organisms to exist as such, because if integrins wouldn't hold our cells together, we would basically all be puddles of cells on the floor.
Von Andrian says integrins act like Velcro. They allow white blood cells to glom onto the inside of blood vessels. That's the first step in their movement from bloodstream to body tissue, where they do their work.
These cells moving extremely rapidly must have some sort of molecular anchor on their surface that allows them to hold onto the vessel wall. And by giving this antibody to a patient, you basically disable the function of this molecular brake so the cells can no longer leave the circulation.
If they can't get out of the blood vessel, they can't make trouble in the brain or in the gut. The researchers are surprised that the new treatment didn't impair the immune system so much that people got more infections. Von Andrian says maybe this is because the new drug blocks only a very specific part of the immune system.
So that one doesn't paralyze the entire immune system as it is being done currently with more unspecific immunosuppressants.
Von Andrian says the new drug, and variations on it, are being developed for a wide range of immune disorders, from rheumatoid arthritis to psoriasis. Patients with MS and Crohn's disease may be the first to benefit, but not tomorrow. Several thousand patients with these disorders are enrolled in bigger studies that are necessary before the new drug can be approved for marketing. The results should be ready in a couple of years. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.